The saint whom the church celebrates on this day in the Gregorian Rite is a very great doctor and father of the church, of the early church. He died very early. In fact, in the Missal it says 389. So he was in the 4th century, the century that was besought by heresy, up and down, especially the Arian heresy, which denied the most important thing of all, that Jesus Christ was true God as well as true man. And he also fought the heresies of other heretics, among them Apollinarianism, which also had to do with the fact that Jesus was true God and true man. And as that, he had eternal will from eternity, but he had a human will from the time of his incarnation. And that is one of the great things about our Lord, that both of his wills were in total and utmost synchronicity. Never was one against the other, as happens to us. We oftentimes think of this thing and that thing, and we are confused and confounded, and as such we fall into sin. He, as one of the great doctors of the church, he was the son of another St. Gregory. His sister was St. Gordonia, and his brother was St. Basil. And he was best friends with St. Basil the Great and other saints of the 4th century, with whom he consorted and agreed upon all the different doctrines of the church. He was bishop of several dioceses, and of course, in the late 20th century, beginning of the 21st century, there have been some in the church who say that a bishop can only be a bishop of one diocese. Yes, at one time. Yet, St. Gregory was bishop of 3 dioceses, and at one time, he was bishop of all 3. But eventually, first of all, he was bishop of Saluca, and then of Nacianzen, and then he was made patriarch of Constantinople, where he stayed very little time. And then he went back to Nacianzen. Then, of course, after all his solicitudes for the faith, because in order to be a good bishop or a good priest, one has to suffer for the faith, he finally went to the monastery and died there, like I said, in 389 AD. A great doctor. He is also known as a doctor of the Trinity, along with St. Hilary of Poitiers and St. Augustine. So we have these great saints who confirmed the true faith of the Church, that there is one God in 3 persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Each one is equal to the others, except in their eternal interpersonal relations. There is only one Father, only one Son, only one Holy Spirit. And so today we give thanks to God for the life and example of St. Gregory Nazianzen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.